An audacious proposal to revive a roaring waterfall on the Columbia River drew heavy flack when it aired at the Oregon legislature Thursday. The idea is to uncover historic Celilo Falls by temporarily drawing down the reservoir behind the Dalles Dam. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
For thousands of years, Native peoples from across the Northwest gathered at Celilo Falls to fish and trade. It was so important in pre-European contact times that some historians nicknamed the Celilo area as the Wall Street of the West. In 1957, the enormous rapids and cascades disappeared under the rising waters behind newly constructed the Dalles Dam. Now a state representative from Beaverton has resurrected the idea of reviving the legendary waterfalls with a non-binding resolution. It would ask the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to assess the feasibility of lowering the Celilo Pool to reveal Celilo Falls for 1 to 2 weeks. But some of the intended beneficiaries of the gesture came to the Capitol to voice opposition. The inundation of the falls displaced Tabitha Whitefoot's tribal family more than half a century ago.
We're not going to see my hometown, Spearfish, we're not going to see it in its beauty or have our roots or have anything back the way it was. It's just going to be mud. And I don't know why people would want to do this.
Other Native Americans said uncovering the falls temporarily would be a cruel tease and reopen old wounds. The legislative sponsor indicated the measure will not move forward this session. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.